I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive.
Dude.
You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's go, baby. Net positive, we're back. What is it? Thursday, the 18th of July. Dude, I just got back from, August, man, you're right. Dude, wow.
What did we get wrong today? Fact check.
Hey, started off at the beginning. Also, I Eighth Avenue on the drive over here?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like right by Zany's, you can parallel park on Eighth Avenue?
Yep.
All right, there was like a light, it was stopped, and then there was a long line of people, because of traffic, everybody's going to work, and there's a guy trying to get in,
mm-hmm.
and so the light was red, and I stopped a little bit before to let him in.
Like he was pulling out of a parking spot?
Yeah, like parallel parking, but onto like the road.
Sure.
And then like, dude, no wave.
Just came in and didn't say anything.
No.
Tough, dude.
I know, dude. And I'm trying to let it go, dude. I'm trying to like be nothing.
That's messed up, man.
I mean, how are you going to just expect someone? Because, I mean, you're not getting in. If I don't let you in, you're not getting in.
Right. And this light goes green and you have another cycle of just sitting there.
The whole cycle, bro. Yeah. You're going to sit there the whole cycle.
Yeah.
And I just like, I saw him like put on his like reverse like lights.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like at the spot where like I was 20 feet behind, so I could let him in.
Right.
But like, I wonder, and then I'm thinking to myself, did I do that for me?
It's still nice.
Did I do that for me?
Right.
I was like, well, like I sometimes you get the roll down the window wave.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That one feels yeah, that's like they went out of their way.
That's a top wave.
Sacrificed air conditioning.
We should rank the wave.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
All right. So the number one wave. First of all, what is the greatest? That's like the first week of our podcast. We started about the turning.
Oh yeah. Yeah, merging.
And they called it the zip merge, meaning it should be 1-1-1-1-1. We never do that.
Uh-uh.
Now, they call the zip merge. If you're on you're on the interstate and it goes from two lanes to one.
Yeah.
I ride it all the way to the cones.
Right.
And then I get in.
Yep.
And people were saying that's not how you should do it.
Right.
It's not courtesy. But to go to any other country, everybody's driving on the shoulders. Everybody's driving literally everywhere.
Yeah.
In America, it's like, we have to wait our turn. If not, I will. You know, everybody's like, I miss the days of like, I'm not going to get off this topic because people are like, John, you always jump around topics. But I miss the days of TikTok where they're just like doing dances.
Yeah.
Dude.
It was a different time.
And I'm not leaving this topic because this is related.
Welcome
okay.
back.
TikTok, all it is like, I was down in Acapulco with my girls and this guy is flirting with other women. TikTok, do your thing and expose him. Like, that's, or like, it's all like, people just, like, just, that's me digging a hole. Like, just people, like, the sleuthism or whatever is going on the internet.
Do you think it's probably True Crime Podcast that made that happen?
You know what?
Everybody's a detective now. Everyone's an investigative journalist.
Everyone's a detective. Everyone's like, I'm getting back to this, traffic. We'll come back to that. But everyone's like, what, like, explain to me. Yeah, actually, you can't explain it to me. Women of TikTok.
SOS.
Explain to me what's going on with y'all exposing dudes' DMs and like exposing dudes' messages to you on dating sites. It's mostly on dating sites.
Yeah.
Okay. There's so much to unpack here. I didn't even mean to talk about this topic, but like, all right, it every girl. So basically, what it you've seen this before, right?
Of course, yeah.
It's basically single women that are on dating websites or apps and or DMs are like exposing dudes for like things that they're doing on dates,
mm-hmm.
and then like things that they're DMing,
right?
And I'm like, hey, super quick, like. Super quick, and I don't mean to bring this up. I know you're getting a lot of like engagement on these like exposure, like super quick. You're on there. You're on there. You're on the site. What are the sites? I don't want to say Grindr because that's the gay one.
Tinder,
right? Tinder,
Bumble,
Tinder, Bumble. First of all, If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go on to TikTok for 2 seconds. You're going to scroll and you're going to find one.
Yeah.
It's some girl.
Just go search exposed and I'm sure you'll find a million things.
It's some girl saying, I was on Bumble the other day. So like I decided to give it another shot because like I'm back single. Or like it's them diminishing their engagement in Bumble. Mm-hmm. They're saying, I didn't want to.
This is the same as DMing celebrities, dude. It's the same exact thing. I'm not usually that type, but I'm going to do it.
Normally, like, every guy is, like, ick, or, like, every guy, and, like...
ick.
It's like, oh, what up, dude? Andrew's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. The TikTok exposing people is, like, exposing people for the things that they say, or like guys like DM women like, hey, I don't know if this needs to be a news headline, but like guys on, I've never been on a dating app. Have you?
No,
I never have. Have you
been on a dating app?
He's like, what did I just walk into? What? Dude?
Been on a what, dude?
You've never been on one. All right. All three of us, we have no expertise in this area because all three of us have never been on one.
Right.
I imagine on them, guys say inappropriate stuff.
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah. And girls like...
Because there's guys there.
Yeah.
Mostly that's how you know.
Guys are on there, dude. Guys have like... men, like the cards are on the table.
Yeah.
Like, and women... they know we are who we are.
Yeah.
Like, and women like... They put out photos dressed in a certain type of way, and then guys are like attracted to a certain type of thing. Like that's how that goes on those sites.
It's a game.
It's a game, and like you're gonna put out like it's all like just the idea of like listen, the guy said, "Hey, girl," or like some pun, like some pickup line.
Yeah,
like a guy's trying to get a girl's attention,
right?
And it might be a guy's attempt to be funny, mm-hmm. or a guy's attempt. I think I'm just trying to defend the guy.
I think you're doing kind of the same thing that we did last week too, like where we talked about how to not DM a blue check mark. I think we might need some female perspective on here, somebody to come in and say how not to DM a girl.
How not to text a girl on a dating website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely a wrong way to do it.
There's definitely a wrong way to do it. There's also a bunch of like, I'm sure if you're a girl, like a hot girl, like a profile, how many you get like a you get like hundreds, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So you got to be a little bit creative in there.
Yeah. You got to stand out.
I just seen this one. I've seen a couple where girls go on dates with guys and then they just get crushed mm-hmm. on like a TikTok like date review.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys wanted the tea. I'm like, we didn't. We don't care.
Like you're dating for content.
Yeah,
that's
an excellent. Yeah. Yeah. I always try to say things and then you put it right.
I button them all
dating
up
for content.
That's it.
Save it. Save the dating for content. Absolutely. Now,
it's definitely not a way to get married. I'll tell you that.
It's not a way to get what you're the.
It is a way to get followers.
Let's just say the end goal is not being reached, but like you're like the island boys of dating. Like, it's like you're going to pop off a little bit, but like.
But then what? But then,
well, that's what all the people that are like on the names of them are so like not. What is the Barstool one about like exposing like bad like sex experiences? There's like a couple of them.
They have a page for that?
No, a podcast. Sorry.
Oh. Glennie's got his one that he does with OnlyFans his, girls.
Obviously, yeah, my buddy Glennie Balls.
I know Dave and Josh.
What's
do the one that BFFs?
Competed with like Corinne Fisher and the.
Oh, I don't know. That's news to me. I don't know.
I'm an idiot. I don't know what's. Oh, we don't have to look it up. But like, it's like exposing like all their like darkest like secrets of like bedroom secrets, and then somebody like gets in a relationship, and they're like, well.
I mean, it's kind of how Call Her Daddy started.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry, dude. I was going to say. Then we're like, well, then those girls like get like engaged and they're like, well, I don't want to put this out.
Yeah.
So
she won. Like Alex has gotten stupid successful.
Yeah,
probably just like, oh, I'll do serious interviews now. I don't have
but to. But yeah, you can't. Yeah, then you're like, that. Then it changes like a different, like.
It's a totally different podcast now. Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's great.
You win-win. Yeah, everybody wins. Yeah. I just don't know if, just don't say like the dating for, that's a dating for content. Mm-hmm. Just don't say you're like looking for a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or looking
for. Is it possible to do both, do you think? Like, sir, if we get past the joke for a second.
Yeah.
Is it possible to even do that?
To what?
To date for content and then also stumble into a healthy relationship.
I bet somebody's done it.
You think so?
But then you got to switch your content.
Yeah, all the followers that you got for toxic dating experiences are now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like if I'm a guy, this is my perspective as a guy. If I'm a guy watching this,
yeah,
and you find that girl, like, you found her on whatever the dating app is, you're going to find her TikTok.
Yeah.
Or you're going to find, if you get a girl's phone number, that it's the stuff starts to come up.
Yep.
Is that not how it works?
Yeah. Well, and yes, because it'll say from contacts.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then you're going to be like, oh, and then even if it's not you.
Yeah.
Like, because some girl.
Oh, you see her talking about her dates with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like before. Okay. So before you go, well, as a guy, you go, I want no part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I want no part of this.
Some guys might want a part of it. Because I think also the only thing you can really do there is like lean in.
Yeah. If you're also dating for content.
You kind of have to be. If brutal, you're, you know what, dude. I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saw
you get
a girl
bullied into TikTok just because you really like this girl.
Yo, you got to be dedicated. I was dating, not dating. I was interested in a girl,
mm-hmm,
and I saw some content like that on her feed, and I go, I'm good.
Some like exposing,
I go, I'm good.
DM type, yep, stuff.
I go, I'm good, yeah. And I never called her again.
It's a liability.
If you're trying to actually date, it's a liability.
Yes.
If you're putting like, or somebody, I think it was even said, so like my ex was trash, or like I remember exactly this story. I'm not going to put the girl's name out,
mm-hmm,
but like she said, well, if you date a guy from, it was something specific where you know who it was.
Yeah.
If you date a guy that works at so-and-so that like it all like. Just putting, I go, well, I'm not.
Yep.
Because I don't want that to be my future.
Right.
Like, if some girl like cheats on you and like leaves her boyfriend for you, you're like, that's your future.
That's your fate. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your
fate. Hey, you're destined down that path.
Yeah. I mean, people change, of course, but like, what on what planet do you think that? Yeah, let's get back to that.
I think to get back into that, like I think people are doing everything for content now. So
yeah,
dating is just one example of where people are doing that
and
stuff.
And a guy pulls out in front of me and I'm like, I got to use this for content.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, no, I think...
yeah, here we are doing it in an hour conversation.
And we're like, dude, I'm talking about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think my life, everyone is doing things for content.
Yeah.
I would say no matter who you are. Even if you are a mom that posts on Facebook once a month and you're going to your son's, let's say even your grandnephew's or something, soccer game. Like, if something pops off, you're like, the internet needs to see this.
Yes.
So that everybody's in the content game.
Yeah. We all have a brand now.
Even if you don't have a brand.
No, yeah. I mean, but we do though. Like, even if you don't put a label on it, like
everybody
you're
does.
Thinking,
yeah.
Oh, I have this persona online and I need to play this out on there.
So everybody is thinking that.
Yep.
So like sometimes with my, with my girlfriend, she's like, are you like doing a thing right now? Or are you like, are we just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and sometimes I'll be like, hey, let me like get out my phone and like make like a, like, oh, where's John? He's like doing a thing.
Yes.
She knows I'm probably doing a thing.
Yep.
But like, hey, I walk, like we're on vacation and like I grab my phone and like, what? He's like, oh, he's going to like get something.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, yeah. Whatever that
he's
is.
He's working.
And the thing is like, not work, because everybody does that. She does it too.
Yeah.
But you do it. You do. But the thing is,
my wife and I say, "Are you doing a bit right now?"
That she does.
It's like, "Yeah, I'm doing a bit."
Yeah.
It's a bit. Go with it. It's a bit. Yeah.
And I see them.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
But you're like, Yeah, I think you're like, are you like doing a bit? You're like, all right, we're like, or are you like dressing for the content?
Yeah.
When you go out, like, yeah. Oh, I'm probably gonna like,
this fit goes off. I'm gonna wear this.
Yeah, if this pops off, this is gonna be a bit. Yeah. That you go, is this? But but I guess what you're talking about is it helpful to everyone else?
Right. Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Because we're still like you've been around people, I'm sure. We've never talked about this, but I know you've been around people who you're like, can you just stop generating content?
Can you please?
Yeah. Just like hang out, please?
My people, yeah. And I think I've done way better at that than I used to. But like, if you're like, I mean, dude, I could turn on my phone. That's why I like making videos so much. And I like making content. I could turn on my phone and I could like, I went to a NASCAR race and I was making a video about like, I went into the, I have like, when you, I go to a race, there's like people that are like watching me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm with the company that like brings me to like make sure I get to like the meet and greet or the thing, the places I need to be.
Watching you, like handling you, like making sure you're going to the right places.
Yeah. But I go, I need to make a video like in the concourse. Like mm-hmm. I need to just me and my phone, because I can't be around like people handling me when I'm trying to like do a thing.
Yeah.
So I go, I need to go in the concourse. And they like, literally 2 hours later, they texted. They were like, dude, where are you okay? And I go, oh, when you go into bit, you go.
Bit mode.
I don't even know where I'm at, where I'm driving, who I'm. You go into like
the race is over.
The race is over. Nobody's
the
there.
The lights
anymore.
Are off in the stadium.
You go into like into the another world.
Yeah.
And you don't, sometimes I'm filming, I'm driving, people are honking. And I was like, oh, I'm going 4 miles an hour. Like,
do you know what TikTok's done a good job of though? Is exposing that type of stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen when somebody will do like, they'll do so, like the one I saw this morning was Lil Wayne in his tour bus announcing that the Carter Six is coming.
Okay. Yeah.
And somebody duetted it.
Yeah.
And they're sitting, like they're pretending to be sitting there recording.
Oh, hilarious.
Lil Wayne and just sitting there like, you know what I mean? Like giving him that look like that shines light on like, dude, this is ridiculous for everyone around, but it looks good on camera.
It's, oh yeah. Cause posting the guy behind it.
Yes.
Yeah. What he's doing.
You're posting hilarious. The BTS of what's going
like,
on.
Oh, well you like, you think like there's somebody that's like very like, it's funny. We see him pop up every once in a while. Somebody that's like aggressively like against me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I didn't see it, but somebody showed it to me. But I'm doing the thing that we made fun of last week.
I don't usually read comments.
I don't usually get on Twitter, but I stumbled through Twitter because I had some extra time or like something like that. And they were like, they tried to post something like exposing something about my personal life. And then they got on the next day. They were like, all right, like, what's the deal? I didn't get the same amount of like, likes that I usually get.
What, dude?
We were like, oh. So you're not doing it. So you're not doing it for
the goodness of
the truth.
Yeah.
You're doing it for the engage. Like, I noticed my engagement was down. Like, no, because it's a bad take.
I think I'm shadow banned. Yeah. I love that one, dude.
I'm shadow banned.
Hey, no, you're not.
I got 400 followers. Yeah. I'm shadow banned. Elon Musk has come down. He's like, hey, you know when
you're
stop.
They're suppressing my information. Yeah, dude. That's what they're doing.
All right. Well, we talked about, well, let's wrap up the thing and then we'll move on to another topic.
Do you want to go back to the waves?
Waves. Okay. Yeah. So if you're going to, what's the biggest favor you can allow is like, I would say like leaving like a country or have you ever left like a country concert or a game when it's like, everybody's just in a field.
Yes.
And it's like, there's no, and everybody's, and once you get into the funnel, you're gone.
Yep.
You got the interstate, you're home.
Right.
But you.
But getting in.
You gotta have somebody let you in.
Right.
So like merging on the interstate, when you're both kind of going the same direction, somebody, you can, there's always a semi truck that it takes longer to accelerate and the guy, and you can hop it.
That's a great.
You can always find.
Yeah.
You can always get in. And I would give a mm-hmm. wave. That one is like the biggest, like, the biggest favor.
Because without that, you cannot get in.
Yeah. So if that happens,
that's on the list.
at the top of
leaving an event.
Yeah, leaving an event. Number two is like a, I mean, we'll see if it's, if there's like an accident, mm-hmm. people always, they're like, hey, there's an accident. We're all trying to work together.
Yep.
I feel like it, when leaving the concert, everybody's working against each mm-hmm. other. And then there's like, you can kind of go down the side lane and then try to like,
yep.
So that needs a, I would say the number one wave is a roll down the, no one ever gets out.
No, that would be, yeah. I'd be like, get back in the car.
Yo, dude, we got to go. The number one is roll down the window.
Hand out. Yeah.
And I've done it where everybody in the car does it.
Oh, wow.
We're like, hey, you roll down, you roll down, you roll down.
That's 4 points.
We're all, yeah. Everybody, I would let people merge for that.
Yeah. Okay, I got one. How about the, you let them cross the street in front of you wave?
Walking.
Yeah.
Who's waving? The walker?
The walker. They look at you. They make eye contact through the windshield. They give you a quick. I like to go with the.
You mouth it?
I'll mouth thank you.
You mouth a thank
yeah,
you?
I'll go and the full.
Like, are you doing the George W. Bush? Like you're doing the
a whole, little bit. Yeah.
You're doing the dusty sleigh?
Yeah, I'll go there.
Yeah, you go. I had to do a. Yeah. I do a two finger.
A little piece?
Just, yeah.
That's nice.
Chris Voth is a comedian. He used to have a joke about how like you run kind of like. You don't really run, but you just kinda act like you're kind of. Like you're not moving faster than walking.
Have you seen Schitt's Creek?
No.
There's a character who only moves like that.
Yeah.
Like at all times, he's doing that kind of like.
But he's not really moving fast. But no. But they're stopping for you.
Yep.
Or do you have the? I mean, the pedestrian always has the right of way.
What if there's no crosswalk? Because then,
why are you stopping now?
Just being a nice guy.
Just to stop. Yeah, if you're like down in Florida or something,
I'm just cruising. Yeah. Maybe down 12 South. It's busy.
Oh yeah, you slow down.
Let people cross there.
You got to wait. You got to wait for.
If I don't let you go, then you might get hit by the next one. So. Yeah.
I'll stop.
Yeah. Then so I like that wave. Because if I don't get that wave, I'm infuriated.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, because you could kill him.
Maybe that's how we measure it. Maybe it's right. Yeah, the alternative is
if I don't stop, you're dead.
Right.
Yeah, great.
Maybe that's how you rate it. Is like if you don't get the wave, how mad are you?
Yeah.
That might tell you how valuable the wave is.
That's a great point. That's how we decide it. Okay. Yeah. So number one, first of all, you're dead if you don't get let in.
Right.
That's got to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Secondly,
I let you live.
Yeah, I let you. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome for the rest of your life. You're welcome. Yeah. Secondly, is you're going to be sitting there for a long time,
mm-hmm.
possibly till morning.
Right.
If somebody didn't let you in.
That's right.
You're just hoping for a favor. And truth be told, you probably did some shady behavior to get where you're at in the leaving.
Yep.
Right. You did something.
Right.
You. You went down the side, right? Or you pulled out of your thing and went backwards and went, now you need somebody to let you in.
Yeah, you tried to game the system and it backfired.
And
now you're stuck.
And it's embarrassing because everybody's sitting there going by,
Yep.
It's like, oh, the best wave, this is not car related, but the best wave is you have to acknowledge, but I don't like to, when people do it, is the TSA. The airport security. When you are late for your flight and you have to let somebody.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That one is like, you're going to miss your grandpa's funeral.
Yeah.
Well, they have to say that. So it's probably a lie.
Right.
Because like, I can, and you.
You're making the flight though. So it's worth at least a couple hundred dollars that way.
I could throw him a hundo, bro.
It's worth
Well, it. Dude, you know, the thing about that is you can't go to the front and ask one person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask everyone.
Hey, I don't know if you just heard me explain
this. You gotta throw out 20s on every person. Yeah. That's tough. But the guy, then there's the wave. If you're not gonna roll down the window and wave,
yeah,
there's the indoor wave.
Mm-hmm.
There's the indoor
through the back windshield.
Is there a sunroof wave?
Yeah, I've done that one.
I've done a sunroof wave.
That's a good move. I like
sunroof wave is a good move. It's underrated.
It's sneaky too.
But your sunroof has to be open already.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's too much to me. You got to press the thing. One second. Yeah. We're going to get. What's up, dude? And then back, all the way back. Yeah, that's a tough way. Yeah.
In the rain.
It's a tough way. But that's, you do that to, I guess, then you go,
mm-hmm.
not even, you go rear view mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that you just want him to know that you know.
Yep.
That's it.
And if you got tints, waves gets difficult. They get difficult.
Tint gets, tints a,
Because that back windshield, that's a wild card. Dark.
That's a wild card. Yeah, yeah. Then he doesn't see.
Right.
Like, have you ever like done like a like, have you ever done like trying to get someone to acknowledge something's wrong with their car?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's a tough one.
This happened to me last week.
It happened to me. It's happened. What about what? It's usually like a headlight or like a...
I had a, there was a piece of cardboard in the road
okay.
that I had thought I ran over, but I didn't see it like come out behind me. So I was like, this might be on my grill on the front.
You always look behind you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so do I. Dude.
Guy pulled up next to me, super tinted out windows.
Yeah.
As it rolled down, I saw his panicked face being like, car,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he saw,
and I was like, yeah, I had to roll down my window to say thank you so much, and then,
and you're like, especially if it's like a, if it's like a girl or something, you're like, no, I'm not trying to like do a thing.
Yeah,
I'm just like you're like lights, your lights aren't on.
Yeah, this is not a bit.
Yeah, it's not a bit.
Trying to help you.
I think I went one time. I had a bit about this because this happened in real life, but I was like, and then I went like this. No, I did. I was like,
meaning
hey,
headlights.
You're like, that is not a bit. That is a really habit. I go,
oh, no.
How would you? But how would you? Okay, how would you do it? Your lights are off.
I would just not do it.
I
just
go,
let her crash.
But I didn't like this starting open and going like this.
Right.
But I started closed and went like this.
Yeah, it depends on but when she tunes into you doing it to see like, if it's opened or closed.
It's like a GIF. It's like, when are you starting? When are you starting? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, let me start it over.
I honked.
It's a weird loop.
I honked, and then I go. But then there's all, I'm like, dude.
You can't
I'm like,
come back from
I'm
that.
Like red. My face is red. Yeah. I feel, but you also, the.
What did she do?
She was concerned, dude, and she left. Of course, dude. Obviously.
She gunned it, and she's I like, never saw her again.
What a psychopath. She probably called the cops. But then there's, you know, the in cars, I mean, I drove a car. Well, I guess I didn't drive a car. In the 90s, you would pull the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go, but that's not a good one.
John.
That's not even a bit. John. I'm just, no, that's, you go, because you're like, but then you go, all right, you go like this.
Right. Right.
Or this. That might be one.
That's an interesting one. You might have it there.
That
yeah.
Ability that they already know that their headlight is out.
No, not 90%. Out. Not out. Just they're both off.
Oh, like they're driving in the dark and their
headlight. And they're off. Probably like drunk. And you know, like that's a 10 grand DUI.
Right.
And you're, I'm like, dude,
I'm helping you.
I'm trying to save your life.
There's always that, like guy that like, you know, he's like, he's on the side of the river and he's like, hey, pull over. But if like Niagara Falls was right there, he'd be like, hey, like he would be screaming. And then you're like, what level of like.
Yeah. How far do you go?
Yeah. To like if someone's like, you're like, hey, you're going to like, do you ever get like the notification that the cop's up there? You ever get that?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yep.
That's this.
Oh, that's. Yeah.
That's
that is.
This.
Yeah. That is that.
That's the. Oh, that's the brights.
Yeah, your
that's what
on.
That is. The brights, not the pool in the. That makes right. sense. The brights.
Both my headlights are out right now.
Yeah,
and so I just Come have on, to drive bro. Around with high beams on, and like I just am getting eternally like flashed.
Yeah, like I know.
And I'm like,
yeah,
yeah. It's either this or I crash into you. So,
dude, that's a tough. That's like a what was that gang? They were like,
yeah.
Did we talk about that?
No, but I think everyone's heard that wives' tale. I don't know if it's true. Or
They're
what.
Like, that's a. Like if you flash someone with their lights off, then they come kill you.
Yeah, like the story was, it was a gang initiation thing where they would tell their new gang members who were joining to drive around with their lights off.
You're like,
and then the first person that flashed you to turn them on,
you
would bang a Yui real quick and then go kill them. Like that was your that was how you got in. Yeah. Yeah,
that's like in Franklin, Tennessee. Just mean streets,
gangland.
No, I'll probably just flash them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to flash them. Then usually if it's like a, like if some guy lets you in, you go, I just go out this way. And then I go, usually you do a nod.
I like the nod.
Yeah.
The
nod. And then
nod.
You, I guess you need to acknowledge to the extent that they saved you.
You got
to
match energy.
That's all. Yeah. That's the key. You got to match energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. That's a good, yeah. So this guy. I felt like at the beginning, I felt like I did him a gigantic favor.
Right.
And now also, if there was no cars behind me, then it would be, I didn't do them that much of a favor.
Do you check behind you before you let somebody in to see?
Yeah, because I think other people should do that. Well, I was stopped for the light.
Right.
So I just had to not go for a second.
Got it.
Now, if everybody's moving and I'm stopped, because they're like, hey, move, you can't stop for this. Right. Everybody, we gotta go. Yeah, they can wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, bro. We just solving problems out here.
That's it, man. I know, I'm trying.
Speaking
to
of, dude, I got to tell you a joke about, or I got to tell you about a joke that didn't work.
Another one, huh?
But let me tell you about these tour dates. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to, well, look, I don't even have, where am I going? I'm going somewhere this weekend, but it's already sold out. So we took it off.
Missouri?
Yeah, going to Missouri.
Nice.
Columbia? No, Springfield.
Springfield.
Springfield, Missouri, sold out. Boston, the next weekend, almost sold out. Greensboro, North Carolina, pretty close to sold out. So it was Appleton, Wisconsin after that, and then Spokane, Washington, New Brunswick, New Jersey, Virginia Beach, close to sold out. Dayton, Ohio, let's go, baby. Greenville, South Carolina, and rounding out the tour in December, Irvine, California, already sold out. Palm Beach and Miami, close to sold out. Those are in December. Let's go. And speaking of, by the way, my book coming out in October.
Yep.
It's called Delete That. It's all about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like all about these kind of things. Like somebody, I did a tour of Hillsong Church.
Nice.
Did you see that?
No.
I did a tour of Hillsong Church and it was a big, like, we don't have to really get in. We might get into it if we have time. And then everybody's like, this is unbelievable. I go, this is what all my content is about. Mm-hmm. Like my stand-up show, my podcast, my book, but it's all the same type of, if you like anything that you see on me on any other platforms, it's all kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all this. It's all this basic point of view.
Yep.
But I got to tell you this one story. Did, okay. What did we talk about last time that the bit that didn't work? And what did you say right before we got, you go, I can't believe.
Oh, before you told me this?
All right. So I said, I got to tell you a story about a joke that didn't work.
The last one was the filling out the thing at the car insurance or the car thing.
If
they.
Yeah. If putting in my gender pronouns at the oil change.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But this one, we came in here, you told me you had a joke that didn't work.
Yeah. And you said,
I can't
what?
Believe this is your job.
You said, say it again.
I can't believe this is your job.
Meaning what?
Meaning just to get up there and say things that you think will make people laugh, but sometimes they just don't make people laugh.
That's, no. And
that's
they
crazy.
Don't. And you go, well, and you said, well, I bet you've been a comic for long enough. You
right.
know.
I would think that it gets to that point, but.
Well.
Apparently not.
Okay. So I. So like New Material Monday is at Zany's
right.
every Monday. So if we have time, I'll go down there and like, I just need to know if the bit like works or mm-hmm. like if the idea is connecting with anyone. Like I have this new joke about Venmo. I like scrolling my Venmo feed mm-hmm. and I go, hey, has anyone else like gotten bored and like scrolled their Venmo feed? And everybody was like, yes.
Nice.
I go, okay, I can go home and write the bit because if y'all are like, you at least know what this is. Like I was going to say, we're going to talk about like Bama Rush talk. Like,
yeah.
Does everybody know what that is? Because if they don't, then that's a whole new bit. You got to explain the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go, I was sitting in line at McDonald's. Everybody goes, yeah, got it. Mm-hmm. They know, they, you know, like, they, yeah. like, or I was looking, I was in CVS and I was in the aisle looking for, got it. Because everybody knows.
Right.
Everybody has done that before. So, but you have this, like, I have like a, in your head, if I'm going to go out and do, I did an hour, 20 minutes or something, maybe mm-hmm. an hour, maybe less than that. But I go, I want to try these things. I want to try these new jokes because
when you're getting ready to go to the club to do this
yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, I know these are new mm-hmm. jokes.
Yeah.
Is it a different feeling?
Yeah, but I live for it.
Okay.
So I could go out. So my special that we shot in July is not out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's being edited. So it'd probably be out. I want to say maybe Thanksgiving or December.
Nice.
So in Richmond, Virginia, these people have never heard those jokes that are perfected
mm-hmm.
and done, the ones on the special, which is going to be, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I could do that because they haven't heard it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But come December, everybody's going to hear it. And then I got to have new.
Right.
So I got to throw some stuff in.
Right.
And if I go all the way to Richmond, Virginia, don't try anything new, it's like, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. It's boring. Not fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I try this joke. I go, listen, the Confederacy is not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, and I was trying to come from the perspective, I go, if you had never been to America and you were like driving around the South, you'd be like, it seems like those people aren't doing well just based on where you fly it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time you see a Confederate flag, what kind of car is it on?
A truck.
What?
A Ford.
Yes.
Beat up truck. Like, yeah. And Andrew comes in hot. I'm glad it didn't pick up what he said, but he said right, a trashy truck.
Yeah, but yeah. Not a good truck. Yeah. It's like an old Chevy S10 with a beat up like quarter panel that's like hubcaps are not on it. Confederate flag.
Nice.
Okay. Every time you see a house or a yard, what kind of house is it?
Yeah, kind of beat up one.
Beat up.
Yeah.
Trailer. Old. Like the mailbox is like nailed to a tree. Like a guy is peeing off there's like a car that's like overgrown that's on cinder blocks.
The overgrown car is definitely there. That's hilarious.
And my point was, if you didn't know anything, you'd mm-hmm. be like, this is bad. This organization is not doing well.
I don't want to be on that team.
Yes. Yes. This joke did not work, and it didn't work. I did 5 shows. It didn't work 5 times.
Where did you tell it?
Well, that's the thing. Because I found out on Sunday night at the end of the weekend, Richmond, Virginia is the capital of the Confederacy. Look it up. It's like the capital of the capital of the Confederate Army was
Richmond. There it is. Sure was. Fact checks.
Yeah, sure enough, Richmond, Virginia is the capital of the Confederacy.
Wow.
And not that the people there support it.
Yeah.
That we're not saying that. But they go, this, like, maybe this isn't the place to start.
Hey,
this
read the room, man.
Yeah. So I know Richmond, Virginia. We drove to the NASCAR race.
Mm-hmm.
You will pass, say what you want, pass Confederate flags
mm-hmm.
out there.
Yeah.
Like, so everybody, and the bit is very anti-Confederate flag, obviously.
Yeah.
But I go, all I'm saying is, if you saw a Confederate flag on like a Tesla, you'd be like, huh. Like that.
maybe I should check that out.
No, like, huh. Like, what's going, like, huh. Yeah. Like, maybe, like.
Well, tell one in Boston in a couple of weeks.
I'm going to tell one in Boston, and we'll have a report.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, that might be better. And then I go, I'm just saying, if someone invited, like, this is Nashville, like a nice neighborhood in Nashville, like Belle Meade.
Mm-hmm.
If someone invited you to, like, a dinner party, it was like, it was like a gated community. You had to drive up, like, a mile long, and there was, like, these huge, like, you know, pillars out front with this mansion, and they had a Confederate flag. You'd be like, I'll go to the meeting. I'll go to the meeting.
Yeah, do you have any pamphlets I can
read? Yeah, I'm not saying I'm joining right now, but if you're like, hey, I got a group I want to tell you about, that's do you see how this bit is not working?
I see how it wouldn't work in Richmond, Virginia.
No, sure. But it's a great bit.
I like it.
It's like Louis C.K. had like a famous, we don't have to get into that, it's like a little inappropriate, but like on Saturday Night Live, it was just about, it's something similar where you just go, he goes, no, not to me. Like, if, and you go,
how long will you push it before, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you believe in it, but the audience is telling you, like, eh, how many times do you blame the audience?
Well, it felt like I set it up wrong. Like, everybody, cause I do like some, like I make fun of like Joe Biden, and then I make fun of masks.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe they thought it was going to be like a pro-Confederacy.
Oh, so they were kind of confused.
I think that's what happened. Yeah, where maybe. I set it up, where I go, the Confederacy's having a tough time. And they're like, whoa, what? does that make sense? You're sitting there trying to, and you go, well, okay, what? Hold on. And I go, but toward the end, I go, I'm just saying, if you knew nothing, and then you saw that, you'd be like, huh, like, meaning like if you're a, you're an alien and you land and you go, what's the, like, it's making fun of every person that has the Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
No one's successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, but it's like, yeah, I got into it wrong. I think I just, but that's what you, that's why you just got to do it.
That's why.
Because if we sat here and I did, if I have, I'm going to wherever I'm going in Missouri. If I, you go, hey, give me your new jokes for Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I could give them to you and you'd be like, is this going to work? You go,
no.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Jerry Seinfeld said one time, he goes, you would think somebody told me a story because the Jerry Seinfeld dropped into like the Comedy Store or something like that when they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did like 10 minutes and it all bombed.
Wow.
And he's the most professional comedian. And he pops in. So if you go to a Jerry Seinfeld show at the Ryman, you're hoping, you paid $120, you're in a sport coat and you got dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, this better be good.
Yeah.
But if he pops in to Zany's, the bar is lower.
Yeah.
So he can try it. And he says he always tries out 10 minutes of new jokes. Usually they all bomb. Maybe one's good. Then he does a 10-minute Q&A. Everybody forgets that his joke's bombed and everybody wins.
Nice.
And he kind of gets, so that like kind of like, yeah, it was like kind of like I had a piece of paper on the stage. I never do, but I'm brand new. And I go, okay, no on that one. And everybody laughed. And then I was out. I go, okay, thanks for the feedback. And then I kind of like acted like I was crossing it out. And everybody goes, ah, you're good.
Yeah.
Because everybody understands how comedy works.
You can't win them all.
Can't win them all.
Do you notice like different types of crowds like that too?
Yeah, 100%.
So like you can identify earlier in a set, like, oh, okay, this crowd's going to go for that type of stuff.
Well, sometimes I have like, I talk about my like personal life sometimes, like about how, like I just try to encourage the crowd and a lot of people that I've struggled with depression and like I've struggled with my own issues and just want to let people know that they're not alone if they're struggling and everybody, like I say, like every 40 seconds, this is true, every 40 seconds someone on this planet kills themselves, every 40 seconds.
Wow.
And sometimes like I go, this is not the crowd for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sentimental moment, I go, it's not. Sometimes it's a late show. It's a little rowdy. I go, it's going to
kill the vibe.
Or not. I don't mind killing the vibe if it's going to reach somebody. I go, this is not, it's not necessary here.
Mm-hmm.
But of course. Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole show. He said, do you make pivots live in the show? Yeah. Cause if you go, all right, if the Confederate flag joke bombs.
Yeah. Don't come with the next six Confederacy.
You know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back, to the jokes from the special that they haven't heard yet that are killers.
Mm.
And I'm going to bring myself back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get them back up to a good, and then I try one. If it stays, you can kind of keep going there. And then you just kind of, if it's a good topic, you just kind of explore around in there a little bit.
That's wild. Yeah. That's mental gymnastics.
The gymnastics.
While being
that's
funny.
How you're like, you exhausted after the show. Why are you exhausted? I just need to sit here for a second.
Yeah.
But like this lady, like in the comedy clubs is where we're at all fall. By the way, if you have a chance, I'm not trying to do like an advertisement for myself, but these shows they're unreal.
Mm-hmm.
They're all selling. I think they're unreal. The shows are, and I don't know how else to say that, but they're just, whatever price it is for the tickets is well worth it. But
yeah.
I'm saying it. But this lady, I go, is anybody, what is that? Oh, I say, you know, the Redskins, because they changed the Redskins name.
Right.
And then, because that's right near Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, the Redskins, they got to work on their PR or they got to work on their name. Like, what about the product on the field? Nah, don't worry about that. Let's hit, that's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, she goes, boo. But like, she was like sitting like second row and she was like, she was like being, it was like a funny boo.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Sarcastic kind of?
Like, I want to be a part of this show. I think I know John from the internet. I think I can say stuff.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Start there.
I think let's start there. I think, like, and then she, and then I go, are any? I said something about traffic or something. She goes, no, or like again, yeah, like some kind of. And I'm always like the similar mental gymnastics where you go, all right, a lot of people have driven. Like I met somebody in the hotel lobby that flew there. Mm-hmm. Like flew there. They're like, all the shows around us are sold out. We flew in. So I got to be cognizant of that. There's people that have flown here that are huge fans. You can't be railroading the show, mm-hmm, especially if there's people around you. So I kind of like, you can't, they always say, someone comes at you with a knife, you got to come back with a knife. Mm-hmm. You can't come back with an atomic bomb because, yeah, then everybody's going to take her side.
Right.
So if he says something rude to her, everybody's going to think I'm a jerk because, mm-hmm, she was just trying to be like friendly. So you have to kind of subtly shame her into not doing that, yeah, anymore. So something like, oh, okay, I'll handle the jokes. I say something like that, or I, yeah, go, white women love to be involved. And I go,
nice.
White women will, I will be involved in this show. I have it. My, I will make an Instagram. I don't, like, I make a joke of her.
Yep.
Okay. So she was obviously drinking, because when you drink, you don't know that you're like being annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
You think you're like being fun. You're not being fun.
Right.
Everybody else is like, can you not? So then I like kind of shame. And then the rest of the show, she's sitting on her phone. Like, meaning I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't get what I liked here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Yeah. Like a 5-year-old.
Yes. And I.
Here's the iPad. Shut up.
Really? She's like, I'm not going to laugh. I go, okay, first of all, you lose by doing that. Not me.
Yeah.
I'm good. We already.
Yeah. You solved my problem. Thanks. Yeah,
you already paid. You're already, yeah, in here. Yeah. I mean, we don't want everyone not laughing, but everybody else is dying. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm going to. But that's what happens when you're like Dallas Wilson, a buddy of mine. I've been sober almost coming up on 3 years. Mm-hmm. He goes, what's the, because I can still go out all the time.
Right.
Like he sees me at the bars and stuff all the time. All my friends are out. And he goes, what's the difference? I go, not really any different, except that people project different than what they think, the way they're projecting. Like
when they're out drinking
and I'm, yep, not drinking, but right, when everybody's at a part, everybody, when everybody's at a house party, everyone's drinking, mm-hmm, or everyone's smoking or everyone's something. It's like, there's no sober person here.
Right.
So we're all just being funny and loud and obnoxious and
drunk.
And drunk. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're not though.
Right.
Yes. So you go, oh, this is like, you're projecting, like, she doesn't know how, she's like, everybody says this all the time. Lucy from Zanies, we talk about this all the time. Like, people are like, I got kicked out of the show. Oh, we can't laugh anymore. We can't laugh at comedians. All I was doing was laughing. I go, you weren't.
Yeah.
You were being, but you think when, right, you're drinking that you're being fun.
Yeah.
And to people's credit that have had negative things to say about me, in my cancellation, I was drinking a lot. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, John was X, Y, and Z. I may have been.
Sure.
Because I was drinking. I don't remember. It's like, oh, John, I was just being like, to me, I was just being like flirtatious. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. And you see it, but you've like, there's been a million times where like, you're like, well, I'm drinking. I'm not drinking. And you are. So. Mm-hmm. How are we going to have a debate about last night about what happened?
Right.
I was just like being, I go, you weren't.
Yeah. Only one and a half of us were there.
Yeah. If that. If that.
Yeah.
Dude, if that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, the shows have been unbelievable. It's always fun to try stuff out. And you always ask people, like, you joke. But the people know, here's the thing. This is going to lead us into the next topic. What time are we at? The people know. All right. The people. When I say a joke like that Confederacy joke.
Yeah.
For the most part, people know me and they know my intent with my comedy. And they know that if I made a mistake like that, it's not this like I'm like sneaking my phone in John Chris' show, sneaking to like post something to like expose John Chris supports the Confederacy. Mm-hmm. That's like, that person is not, they think they're being helpful, but they're not. One time I told a joke about, I was making a joke about, you know how people like text you and they do the voice tones of text? Like my boss is texting me, he's like, where do you go to be home? Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, your boss is from Shrek? Like,
yeah.
Or like my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or like my girlfriend texts me like, how come you're not home yet? Yeah. Or like, she texts you in that tone?
Uh-huh.
How? That's weird. Like,
yeah.
So I did the joke about, I was out watching the game at the sports bar and a guy next to me is like, my wife's texting me. She's like, when are you going to be home? And my joke was, you're out here watching the game while your wife is at home alone with nasal congestion and Down syndrome. Oh, man. That's, I told that joke one time. Yeah. One time I told that joke. Yep. And it was like,
oh man.
I was trying to like, that was the best I knew how to like make that joke.
Yeah.
And then, so I remember doing the show. It was at a church. I remember doing the show. I could do a meet and greet. I do a meet and greet after every show. This is back in the day. Then I come out after the show. I'm meeting everybody. We sell a bunch of merch and everything. And there's this couple. And they're just kind of hanging around. And they kind of wait till everyone's gone. And wait till like, they go, hey. They didn't say, can we chat with you aside? They just say, hey, you got a second. I think I said, you got a second.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, sure. And they go, we love you. We drove 5 hours to see you. We watched all your specials. We show your content with all of our friends. And this was private. Again, private.
Great.
They go, we just want to let you know that we have a daughter that's Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you know what you're doing by saying that joke. And here's why. And I go, say less.
Mm-hmm.
I never did the joke again.
Yeah.
Or I changed the joke to like nasal congestion and bronchitis or something.
There
it was
go.
Fine.
Yeah.
But that's a person that wishes for the best.
Yes.
It is trying to help
mm-hmm.
versus someone that on Twitter is just like, you're not trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just trying to be, you're just trying to get clout and just trying to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people have been like my girlfriend is like younger than me. Like, my girlfriend's 25
mm-hmm.
and that's like we went public with our relationship and like people on Twitter are like, we gotta like, she's being like saying that she's being like taken advantage of or like, we need to let her know that John Christ is X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend is wildly more, I'd say more mature for her age, more mature than me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you know how I know these people are not trying to help? You know the answer?
Because they're not DMing her.
Yep.
They're just tweeting it.
Yep.
Yeah.
She goes, not one person DM'd me.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
Yeah.
And you go, got it. Got it.
Yep.
I got it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to help. They're trying to just like when somebody, that's why somebody's on Twitter or trying to like, they're not looking for solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody's rub on the cancel culture, I guess I said was because it's kind of pretty much over at
sure.
this point. But like, they're not, no one is like, how do we improve? They just like at the beginning, I'm going to expose so-and-so and then what?
Yeah.
And then I think everybody that's consuming that type of content in like 2017, 18, 19, we're like, yeah, let's bring down. And then you go, oh, you're just out for destruction.
You just want blood.
You just want blood. You just want to see the world burn.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to like we talked about that, like the biggest, this is not to compare these at all, but the, you know, that photo that was like, it won like best photo of like the century. It was that African kid, like during the, starving to death. And there was like, don't put it on the podcast, but you can look it up yourself about the African child and with the bird, not what is the bird that's going to eat, that would eat.
Like a vulture?
Yeah, vulture. African child vulture. Yeah, yeah. It's like the, it was like the, yeah, I'll probably just go into images. It'll be right there. The this iconic photo. That.
Oh my God.
All right, I don't want to look at it, but yeah, it's great. You can look it up if you want to.
Wow.
So that one, a photo of the, like everything. A Pulitzer Prize, everyone. And then somebody goes, well,
yeah,
did you help?
Right.
And he's, and that guy killed himself.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The photographer killed himself.
Cause you go, right. It's so heavy. I know this is like, oh, John, I thought this was a comedy podcast, but what people are doing is like you, and to his, not to his defense, but he's like, when you're working or you didn't, and that, what the looming situation of that child, and that is like, it's probably going to end is the kid is going to get eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate to say it, but that's true. And you go, and then that guy, you can't live with that. You go, oh, I just, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's tragic.
You go, oh, you're not, you weren't, let's do something about this situation. Here's but then
he was on a job.
Yes. But I don't think that's what he was going to. That's what he was, but then he saw, then he, and you go, oh, so we're just like I do know that the guy that that did all the research and digging on my life and my and he doesn't, he's not a journalist anymore.
Wow.
He's like, and I don't know the guy personally or know anything about him, but that's to I went to come at somebody and not, you're not looking for, you're just looking to crush people.
Yeah.
You're just looking to tear them down. You're looking to ruin them. You're like, I'm going to expose this. And a lot of, there are bad people.
Yeah.
But then you got to live with, I could put stuff on the internet all the time. I go, I'm not putting that on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I know that person. I don't want to put that out. Now, sometimes I'll change somebody's name or in a bit that I go, but I'm not here to. If I knew that I told a joke about someone, like a perfect example, we'll end on this. Hillsong. I went to Hillsong Church, and Hillsong Church, I've had a long, long relationship with Hillsong. You know anything about Hillsong Church?
Yeah, I know of it.
It's like the biggest church in the world.
Yeah, they got banger worship music.
Banger worship music. They started in South Africa, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now they have one everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And they had one in New York City, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
There's multi-thousands of people. One of my buddies was the pastor of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillsong has been in a lot of controversies. Well, the pastor got it was in a sex scandal, and then there's some money. They had that documentary on,
I think it's Netflix.
Discovery. Discovery. Yeah, it's on Discovery. Basically, same thing. Out for blood. We want to take this group down, and you can tell that because that's the motive. You can tell by the narrative of the. It's like. My joke was because I went to Hillsong Church when I was in New York City, and it was in a WeWork.
Mm-hmm.
There was 30 people there, meaning that the church is no more.
Yeah,
and I go, dude, they just blackfished this church out of business. Meaning,
nice.
Blackfish the movie.
Yeah,
took SeaWorld out of business.
Yeah,
and I know a girl that's a dolphin trainer, and she goes, it's not really true. It's kind of true.
Sure.
There are some things about SeaWorld that were, but all this other stuff about the animals and being sad and they had a story to tell.
They dressed it up a little bit.
And everybody goes, yep, sounds good. And then the SeaWorld is done.
Yeah.
And if you go, not to say that your documentary doesn't need to be made, in some situations it does, but dude, if you know that thousands of people are going to be out of jobs.
People. it's tough. There's two sides.
Yes, yes. It's hard. Yes. Always see, go, well, that is true that maybe they're doing some, the orca whales that they've in the kidnapping, and it's not, and the tanks are too small. And but we went to a dolphin excursion on, we were in Mexico. Those dolphins are having the time of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're happy. They're very, they like to play with humans. They're very,
yeah,
it's fun. And you go, oh, that doesn't seem like so. Hillsong, all the PR around them is horrific, and there's no church anymore.
That's crazy. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it got decimated
It's
that.
There's 50 people in there.
Wow.
I know that we went to it. Me and my manager.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, we're in the wrong spot. They go, no, this is it. I know.
All right, but then devil's advocate. What does that say about the people who were attending the church in the first place?
That's what we said. It was on House of Cards. Mm-hmm. That you were following the guy,
right?
Not the Lord, if however you want to say it.
Yeah,
or This is. And probably to be fair, there did need to be consequences. Absolutely,
of course.
And we say that I think like every week on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not saying that, but like you're. What's to be said? I never watched the documentary, by the way.
I haven't seen it either.
But the documentary has an angle mm-hmm. that they need to communicate. So what's to be said about a person that comes to Hillsong Church back in their heyday or whatever and goes, oh, this is a little weird, and then didn't come back. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, they took advantage of me. I'm like, you kind of gave your life over to, you put all your eggs in this basket. The pastor didn't turn out who you thought he was going to be, and now we're going to crush him. Mm-hmm. And the people that said like the people in the Michael Jordan documentary is like, I don't really have a problem with him. Like yeah. That interview's not going in,
right?
That interview's not going in there,
right?
Because they're like, what about
yeah?
What?
Well, it's like you can't make a truly honest documentary because like
the real
truth is like too nuanced. It's not entertaining at that point.
Yeah, and it's not going to sell,
right?
But with the value system in our country that's is progressing so fast, you go like, the Abercrombie and Fitch documentary.
Yeah,
we talked about that. You're like, yeah. Let me guess. Mm-hmm. There were unhealthy hiring practices.
Yeah.
People weren't being represented. Hot girls were being preferred over other, like, is that it? They go, yeah, that's pretty much the documentary. Mm-hmm. Von Dutch exposing, let me guess, the guy wasn't a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He invented trucker hats.
Yeah, dude, he wasn't a good guy.
Yeah.
They were like, the Girls Gone Wild, like documentary. Like, let me guess.
Yeah.
I know what the documentary is. They were doing, and they were like, fabric, they were going,
Oh, porn's not real? Is that what?
Say, what?
What?
What? You mean these, they were... Some of them were drunk on spring break and possibly got asked to sign releases and not really capable of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We figure. And you know where that business is? Gone.
Yeah.
Von Dutch is gone. Abercrombie's still around.
Yeah.
But again, like last year, like I didn't ask, I don't think I need the explanation from Abercrombie for what they were doing in the 90s.
Right.
To wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear one anyway.
A lot of people are doing a lot of things in the 90s.
I need an explanation on the cologne that's going on in that store.
Mm-hmm. Can't breathe, man.
I need an explanation for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this idea of this big, like this week is Alabama Rush.
Yeah.
Alabama Rush is like going on. It's like a big on TikTok. If you don't know, it's called Alabama Rush Talk. And it's like all like Alabama, university that the sorority rush is like being everybody's posting about it. They're doing all these dances. It's like a cool, fun tradition. Mm-hmm. And then I heard, of course, this year 9 people are going undercover with microphones. I got it. I know. All right. What's tell me the documentary. You haven't even seen
I know
it.
Nothing about the drama that you're alluding to.
Me neither.
Yeah,
neither. But let me guess. Go. You say what?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hazing. It's going to be alcohol abuse. It's going to be physical abuse. It's going to be mental abuse.
Alcohol, probably.
Sleep deprivation.
Of attractive women are getting chosen. It's
objectified.
It's probably racist.
Yep.
It's probably... I got it.
Yeah.
I think...
I knew it when you said sorority.
Knew it when you said undercover.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. Let me guess. You're going to get, it's some girl. Nah, I'm not even going to do this bit.
Maybe we won't even make documentaries anymore. We'll just write the description of what it would be. And then we'll put that on Netflix and
got
then
it.
That will be it. And you'll just see that. And then it'll be
or so like
you don't press play. You just read the description.
Got it.
Nice.
Like my girlfriend was like, I'm bummed out about this documentary even whenever it comes out. It's because it goes, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a good time. Like, could it be more, like when I was in college, like the hazing, like, could it be
right?
Could you fix that?
Well, it's imperfect, but like so but is it's everything.
But it shows. But like, okay, so y'all just like that's why I think the cancel culture is. I think we're going down the hall. I feel like we're going down the hallway of like the cancer ward, and we're like ringing the bell on.
You think we beat it?
Yes, I think we did. Mm-hmm. I really think we beat it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's turned into kind of the kid who cried wolf.
Yes. Where I think like, where the girl on Twitter goes, I'm not getting as much engagement as I used to be. Because people go, yeah, it's not. We got, I'm in the carpool line.
We've seen you from all angles.
Yeah, we got it, dude. You've exposed yourself.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, it was kind of these righteous people that were coming to. Mm-hmm. And I think that it started with good reason.
Well, I think that said, it definitely has provided some accountability.
Absolutely.
Even if there isn't actual accountability, absolutely. I think it still is forcing people to ask themselves questions, absolutely, and check themselves.
And
so like
great.
Good came out of it.
But now you overplayed your hand.
Right.
But you go like, oh, okay. So you just like, she goes, it's a bummer that it was like kind of like silly and like fun and like doing all those dances and like trying to get girls to like recruit women to join your house. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some favoritism.
Yeah.
They're going to look at you and don't like your outfit and going to reject you.
Yeah. And that's the world, by the way.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It also like, it tarnishes it for all the,
yeah,
for all the girls who like have grown up wanting to do that. It's,
yes,
a massive thing.
It's huge. And the girl, like that, but that's like everything, everything good, mm-hmm, in life, like it's nothing. It becomes good. It becomes famous or good for being. We've been doing this since the dawn of time.
I was gonna say, yeah. This whole thing is just an Adam and Eve metaphor, isn't it?
It becomes bigger than it was, and then we got to crush it.
Yeah,
and like, oh, so we're just And I think people. That's why I think we're ringing the bell, because we're like, nah, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're just, and they go, nah, exposed the Alabama Rush. People go, I haven't heard. I'm good.
Yeah,
but like, look up when Blackfish came out, because that was like
that was like 2013.
You think? I want to say
that's what it
15,
is.
15, but he's 13.
Yeah,
yeah, 13. Okay, that was the first time I remember like cancellation being like kind of. Let's see. Oh yeah,
I'm trying to Google if Blackfish, how significant Blackfish had an effect on SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that says attendance at the park decreased and the market value of the company dropped.
How about this one? It says Blackfish cost SeaWorld $65 million in settlement, reported by PETA. So I don't know.
That's like a legal,
just exposed
with how catacular, yeah, but it it doesn't. They said those killer whales are still there. You can still see them there, but once they die, they're not going to have any more.
Really?
Meaning like we're not
going to go get any.
And that is good.
Yeah.
That part.
Except for some of them, they rehab and everything, don't they? Aren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's not the documentary. That's what the girl that was like a dolphin, yeah, trainer was telling me. It's like, oh, the doc, like every documentary, if it was real life, Alex, this is great.
Yeah.
Would be the worst documentary.
Yes.
That, yeah, yeah, there it is.
Because
yeah,
there's two. That's what I was trying to get to earlier. There's too much nuance. It's not interesting.
The John Crist,
yeah, but
the John Crist documentary,
yeah,
only facts,
yeah,
would be boring.
Yeah,
it would.
Yes, because you'd have to present every side.
Yeah,
and it's go, like, well, that
you go, that's not true.
Yeah,
and I go, well, would you go? That's not true. Well, how can that be? But if you go like Hillsong, like we're gonna make a documentary on Hillsong. At the top of the whiteboard, when all the producers are in there, it goes, crush them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got all the story. And
yeah,
and sometimes they need to, some,
yes,
some things need to, but you go, when you go, yeah, we don't have to get off of this. I feel like I talk about this literally every week.
Yeah.
But if that's the premise of it, you go, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, oh, if you're just trying to crush them, then we're going to start go into Morgan Wallen concerts and they're going to be full everywhere because you can't. And then it's.
Yep. And that's humanity.
But I think, yeah, we are. It is. I'll tell you one story about my rush.
Yeah.
My fraternity.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a frat boy.
Oh, dude. A Pi Kappa Phi, baby.
Let's go.
America's leading fraternity since 1904.
Ooh.
I don't want to brag about it.
118 years running?
Yeah, a lot of history.
Dang.
Yeah. A lot of history.
I'm sure there was nothing weird going on back then either. Nothing problematic at all.
Mike Goodwin, he's a black guy that tours with me. He's my opener. Every time we go to one of those like southern cities, he goes, looks like y'all got some history that you don't want to be released. meaning like, there's some stuff, there's some skeletons in the closet.
Yeah.
But also super quick. There's in everyone's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you could make a documentary on any person on earth, and I think you could probably paint them in a terrible light.
That's why the everyone kind of like was messaging me after I got canceled. They were like, dude, I feel for you. I couldn't imagine being famous, because if I was famous, I wouldn't last a day.
Right.
And everybody goes, oh, like imagine if I were that guy.
Yeah.
Then you go, oh. So like I went into Hillsong Church to do a story on it, because I wanted to like, I love Hillsong.
Yeah.
I love them. And I wanted to do, and we were in the Uber on the way over there, like we're on the way to Hillsong. And then I didn't realize that there was 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't post. I just didn't, I go, we're walking in. And that was the last thing I posted. Mm-hmm. And all day I didn't post. And everybody's like, what happened at Hillsong? And I go, we were sitting at lunch. And I go, this makes me so sad.
Yeah.
This makes me so sad on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
Sad that the behavior of the leadership of the church, but think about the local church.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. They're trying to minister to the people of New York City.
Yeah.
And I walk in and I saw the lady handing out the brochures and like helping us to get a seat. I go, she doesn't deserve to be crushed for this. That's why if you're doing a SeaWorld documentary and you got all these excited college kids that are marine biologists that are working there, and you're going to put all of them out of a job. You can, maybe this is true, but you're going to put all these people out of a job.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they deserve. Now, granted, maybe there needs to be accountability. I say that every time. Maybe there needs to be.
And you can make the argument that there's a greater good there that needs to be absolutely accomplished.
Well, that's like, everybody has to make that argument.
Right.
You have to make that argument before you can even do it. But then you go, well, we're going to save two killer whales, but on behalf of 65,000 people,
right,
jobs. Again, that's not a moral. I'm not prepared to.
I don't want to have to. Make
I don't.
Decision.
I don't want to either. But that's what the photographer killed himself, because he goes, that's heavy. But if you justify, I was trying to get a photograph for my work. I need to, and the better photographs I get, the more I get paid. And I got kids in college, and I came all the way. Like,
that was his dream. That photo.
But
was
then,
his dream.
But then,
yeah,
he knew the truth, and that started. This is very heavy.
We're ending heavy today. Yeah.
But he knew the truth.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he couldn't forgive himself for that.
Wow.
So you go, and I like everybody at Hillsong, and they've come to my shows and supported me and like reposted my bits. And they're like, do you want to come on tour with us? And like, I love those guys.
Yeah.
So I didn't even want to say that there was that many people there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say any. I just wanted to let it go. But then I was like, well, that's dishonest to my fans, because everybody follows. They go, what happened? And I can't just.
Well, now you have a different story.
Yeah. And I told the story. I go, but my story is not coming from top of the whiteboard, crush them.
Right.
I got to be honest. And I feel like a lot of people that have been honest about me, that's fair. But I go, I like a lot of those people, and they need to be held accountable for their actions. But it was sad.
I'm trying to think if there's any documentaries I've seen where like I feel like the person has just gone into it like curious and just kind of like, I don't think it
like
exists.
Every documentary about the environment is like, in 2024, if we don't do anything, our planet's going to burn up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why watch it?
Right.
It has to be Hillsong exposed for all their like.
Yeah, we want cinematic and dramatic and controversial and blanket
statements. But that's been happening since the dawn of time.
For sure.
Unfortunately,
it's the same way we tell stories to our friends too.
Yeah, make them better.
Yeah,
but make it. Yeah, we do it.
Yeah,
but we're not. I would say other people's lives aren't necessarily at stake, and then also amateurs can now do it with like podcasts, mm-hmm, and like. then you're like, like if you work for like 2020 or Dateline and you're like, that was obviously incorrect and not factual, you can get, the CBS could get sued.
Right.
So there is some kind of,
there's a little bit of accountability installed there legally.
A little, but now like any podcaster or any like guy with a Twitter can go like exposed and get a bunch of clout from it.
Right.
I'll tell this one story and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. And we and listen, to be fair, there's that kid Lucas that is 6 years old.
Eight.
He's eight.
8 years old.
He listens to the podcast every night before he goes to sleep.
Yep.
Shout out Lucas from Indianapolis. He might have to close his ears for this one.
Okay.
It's the end of the podcast. He's probably not awake by now.
So we should say goodnight to Lucas then?
Yeah. Hey, Lucas. Yeah. Lucas, hey, dude, thanks for hanging out with us. We've had a good podcast. I know you're 8 years old. I don't know how you listen to a podcast if you're a kid in your room. Has he got a cell phone?
He might have a cell phone. Or maybe that iPad we were talking about.
We need a report. We need a report from my cousin who's a coworker with his dad. How's Lucas listening to the pod? Mm-hmm. We'll get him some merch. We need to give him some merch.
Yeah.
Good kid. Okay, Lucas, good night, buddy.
Good night, buddy.
All right. Is he asleep?
Yeah, he's asleep. We're just adults here now.
Go ahead. All right. So I should have said the story at the beginning.
We changed the lights. Yeah. Like the fog rolls in.
After hours. Every time we go into something that's like a, like a like an adult topic, Lucas, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Lucas, close
your eyes. Net positive, after dark.
Earmuffs, Lucas. Okay.
Net negative.
We went on the 100% net. We went on, so we would go on like road trips. So they were like, Thursday night at 10 o'clock, everybody meet at the frat house. Like when I was a pledge.
Oh, right? This is this story.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, go ahead.
Meet at the frat house. Okay. And we used to do like, you know what an Indian run is?
Yeah.
Like an Indian run where you all run in a single file and then the person in the back runs to the front.
Yeah, as you keep running.
As soon as you get to the front, you keep, as you're running, and it's like one person sprinting goes to the front of the line. Okay. Now, I was not a part of this, but they used to do it because I never partook in that particular lifestyle. You're going to know what I'm saying when I say it. They used to do it with all the brothers and while making them smoke cigarettes.
Running with a cigarette while is smoking hilarious. Smoking a cigarette,
dude. It's like, that's funny, dude.
Yeah.
That's funny. But like, you could say that's abusive.
Yeah, you
now,
can. Yeah.
But anyone that looks back on their fraternity days, you're like, yeah, that was kind of like inappropriate, but like, probably shouldn't be doing it now, but like, everybody looks upon that stuff fondly. Yeah,
you
I could think.
Just say, I don't want to do it. Like, you don't have to.
Well, I said, this is going to like be exposing my Christian like upbringing. I had never smoked a cigarette.
And I don't think like, that's that shocking.
Yeah, I guess not. They go, all right, we don't want to, we're not trying to do that.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a fun.
Yeah.
But I could say John Crist exposes Pi Kappa Phi, pressured him into smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
I said, oh, I think I'm good, and they go, okay.
Nice.
That part's not on the documentary.
Yeah,
we should do a segment not on the documentary.
Yeah, the cutting room floor.
Yeah. Hey, he said he didn't want to do it, and then he didn't have to do it. Get out with that, dude. No one cares.
Yeah. We were fine with that.
Yeah,
so we obliged,
and then we go, that actually makes sense.
He said that one out.
Yeah. And then we met back up after.
We second guessed the whole thing after that, to be honest. We just learned.
Out. That's hilarious, dude. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be a good sketch.
Yeah. Not a part of the documentary.
Yeah.
Things that, oh, Blackfish.
Things that didn't make it. Yeah.
Things that didn't make it into the Hillsong documentary.
Yes.
I need like a TikTok burner. Like a, I should put, that's a great idea. Things that didn't make it into the documentary.
Yeah.
Things that didn't make it into the John Crist documentary.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl that tagged him in a photo after the show. He was like, what's up? And then she didn't respond.
She left him on red.
Not in the documentary. Doesn't suit the narrative. Yeah. Get it out. Or like the, let's say like any professional football player that like, hey, he was actually a pretty good dad. Get it out, dude. There was his neighbor that like it was like struggling financially, and he gave him like $5,000 a month to like get it out.
Donates to his college, graduated there in 4 years. Yeah.
Get it out. They get all these facts. All right. Now, what's that? Didn't take out trash one time and then swore at his neighbor. Get that in here. Get the
call that neighbor.
Call that neighbor now, dude. Let's get it. Could you say, he just yelled at him. Could you say it was verbal abuse? Well, I don't think it was really verbal. Could you, for the documentary, could you just say that? get it in here.
Do you think maybe there might have been slurs you didn't hear? Do you think maybe they might have
possibly
been,
they're like, you didn't hear them, and they're like, just we're gonna build the story. It's like Richmond, Virginia, capital of the Confederacy. They're like, I'm aware. I don't really have any Confederate stuff in my house. I think it's less and less over time when they go, not in the documentary.
The more I look at the flag, the more I kind of get used to it.
He's like, I don't know. I don't agree with what they said. You're like, oh, that's freaking hilarious. All right. I'll tell this fun story and then we'll be done. So we go on like a road trip. They're like, meet at the frat house at 10. All right. Everybody's going to meet down there.
Yep.
And they go, we have like a road trip. A road trip is basically like a hazing trip.
Okay.
So you're wearing like clothes that you know they can get dirty. So we go out. We're all riding. Everybody's in. You go in the basement. Everybody puts on a blindfold, right? Okay. Just put on a blindfold. You go out to, you think it's like the middle of nowhere on like a, but it's really like 15 minutes away on a alumni's farm.
They just drove in circles for a bit.
Yeah, they drove in circles and then you're out like, but it was like, as a freshman, I thought it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was like adventurous and like against the rules. It wasn't, but I was like, this is up. So they would like walk us out there. You'd have to have like, put your hand on the your hand on the shoulder of the guy next to you, and they would walk you in a line, and they would kind of like put like, you know, like pillows like to like try to like push you off like the course, and you had to stay. And then if you get lost, you're like, bro, you have to like, it was like a team building.
Yeah, it's all trust and like fun exercise.
Like a
yeah.
youth camp ropes course.
Yep,
it's similar, same.
Yeah,
to build
with cigarettes.
Yeah, with cigarettes. It's a youth camp with cigarettes.
Yeah.
But they do it in the military, bond everyone together, like put you through some hard times, and that makes you a team.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Literally team building 101. You do it at the office when it's like your first day at the office, and you, okay, fine.
Yep.
So everybody, they have this thing called the thinking position, which is like just basically in a chair without a chair.
Okay.
And you have to go like this.
Nice.
And if like you're like, it's like the, like a wall sit, but with no wall.
Okay.
It's
hard.
Hard. Yeah. If you, They quiz you about other brothers. You got to learn about them. They quiz you about the history of the fraternity. You got to learn about that. All right. So I knew all the answers to all the stuff. So if you get a question wrong, your partner has to do the punishment.
Yep.
As a like, again, team building, you don't want to see the other guy. We're in the group here. If you're the weak link, you don't want to be that. So I learned all the
good life lessons here so far.
Yeah. So far tracks. Yep. Tracks so far. So we're doing the history of the fraternity and I couldn't get anything wrong. So they go, they have a like, joke questions. Again, Lucas is asleep. They have joke questions to be like, it's fun. It's funny. They go, Christ. And I go, sir, yes, sir. You have to answer them, sir, yes, sir.
Of course.
And I'm right over left, right? I'm standing, sir, yes, sir. They go, this was a guy named Burghardt. His name was Nick Burghardt. And there's another brother named John Lancaster. And he was like on the other side of the field, right? Mm-hmm. Burghardt was known as like the tough guy. And like Burghardt came over, like, oh, you don't want to mess. Ooh, yeah. Burghardt's coming out on the road trip tonight. You better know all your history.
Yep.
So I'm answering all the questions. So they can't really punish you if you're nailing everything. So once you get a question wrong, like they go bows and toes, like get on your toes and your elbows. And like it's a plank position. Like, okay, got it.
Sure.
Everything checks out so far. So they go, Chris. And I was answering all the questions. So they couldn't, I had no punishments. No punishments that night.
Yep.
They go, sir, yes, sir. He goes, if you and my sister, no. Burghardt was asking me the question.
Yep.
If you and Lancaster, who was on the other side of the field.
Right.
If you and Lancaster's sister were in the woods together alone and she got bit on the nipple by a poisonous snake.
Yeah.
Would you suck out the venom or let her die?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like.
Fair question.
I was like, that's like as an adult, you know what they're doing. Like they're like tricking you to like, to like do punishments because they want. And I go, I was like, I was scared. I was like, right. I was 18 years old and these guys were like what I thought were adults. They weren't. Right, they were like seniors. I was like, he's writing a thesis paper. He must be like, he has an internship at a real company. He must be like, I saw him wearing a suit and tie one time. He must be an adult. If you got bit on the nipple by a poisonous snake, would you suck out the venom or let her die? And I was like, they were like, we need an answer. And I go, sir, What's your answer?
In order to save Lancaster's sister's life, I would suck out the venom. And he goes, what? And then, of course, and then he goes, Lancaster, get over here. Lancaster comes over and goes, what's going on? He's like, Chris said he would suck your sister. And I go, he goes, Chris, is that true? Like, and then you're like, if you say it's not true,
right, you're lying.
You're saying the other brother is a liar.
Right.
And I go, like, he didn't say any of the context of like the question. And he goes, what? Get on your knees. And then there was like the ultimate beating or like punishment you always have to do. And you're like, and then, but then like, I was like, this is absurd, but it was funny.
Yeah.
And all the like Pledge Brothers, like at the end of the day, that you don't have to go out there, but they came out cause they thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, John's like a fun, we could do this to John.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, has a good temperament about it, or he wouldn't think that was, this is unfair. Like he would be like,
right. I'm telling the dean.
Yeah. And I'm here now joking about it because they were correct.
Right.
Because it's fun. Right. So like sometimes I guess in the fraternities you do the wrong thing to the wrong person.
Yeah.
And that's how like.
Or the wrong person is in charge.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge problem too, because they don't have the ability to read it and be like, is this somebody who can handle this?
Like,
or
like,
is this even acceptable?
Like the smoking a cigarette Indian runs.
Yeah.
They were like. Some brother goes, you know what we should do? Have him smoke, like some degenerate guy that probably works at like a gas station now. But he was in charge when he was. He's like, we should have him smoking cigarettes. And they go, the warden or whoever the in charge guy goes, that seems pretty funny. If they don't want to though,
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, that won't be a punishment one.
Yeah, so they go, hey, and then there's a lot of guys that like had to go out to like. They took like four guys out in the woods and they made him like finish like a handle of like Jack Daniels and like, or some, like I didn't drink.
Yep. So you need like, the right four guys for that one.
They go, yeah, the four degenerate guys. And they were like, they loved it.
Yep.
So it's just like,
oh, free handle. Thanks.
They were like sick. Dude, they all sat around and like smoked cigarettes and like about a bonfire. And like, they were like, this is the best day ever. And they all passed out there and
they didn't come back for 4 days.
No, they had a blast. Yeah. They woke up in the morning. It's up. But then you go, oh, there was just an error in judgment or your youth group when you were a kid. A lot of people that are like anti-church, like, well, when I was in they made me do Chubby Bunny or something. You go, all right, they wouldn't defend that either.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that happened in the fraternity now, you're like, John, what about? I go, yeah, I'm not proud of that.
Yeah.
But that's how life.
That's hindsight.
Yeah, and then the ones that like did too much, they got like kicked off campus, or some got a fraternity's always getting suspended for like,
yeah,
or like, you know, same with the NBA, the guy gets suspended for like 5 games for like saying something, then he's back and he's like, I don't want to do that anymore, so I'm going to try to follow the rules, and then but banish him forever, never let him have the light of day. You're like, oh, that's not,
no one's learning anything there.
No one's learning, but you know where we did learn?
Hmm.
The nipple situation. We learned. I learned what I would do. I'm not going to let the guy die. I'm not going to let the guy's sister die.
No, of course not.
Listen, Lancaster's sister, if you're out there, if you're listening to this podcast, I would save you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to know. That's a net positive. Lucas, good night, brother. If you're still up, I'm going to tell your parents.